This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Not long ago, a viral video was making the rounds, showing a 12-year-old girl being body slammed by a police officer in a San Antonio school. That officer has since been fired, but the incident raised concerns about the role of police officers in schools. Now a group of advocates is calling on Texas Governor Greg Abbott to appoint a task force to look into exactly how police should be used in schools across the state. Deborah Fowler is the executive director of Texas Appleseed, a nonprofit, nonpartisan group concerned with, among other things, issues of juvenile justice. It's just one of the groups calling on the governor to appoint this task force. Deborah, thanks for stopping by the Standard.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And so I mentioned this video of an officer slamming a San Antonio student to the ground, but what really prompted you guys to send this letter to the governor's office asking for action to be taken on the issue of school policing?
Well, you know, honestly, this is not the first time that all of the organizations that signed on to the letter have cried out to state leadership for help around these issues. We've had a number of high-profile incidents over the past few years involving use of force by school law enforcement on students. But we hope that this can be another opportunity for us to take a look as a state at the appropriate role of police in schools, how they should intervene with students, when it's appropriate for them to use force, but also questions surrounding, are we collecting the kind of data that we need to collect to really understand how school police are interacting with students and what kind of training should they receive? Really take a holistic look at how police are providing services and creating safe environments for our students and our teachers.
So can you talk about what the climate is like as far as police in schools right now and maybe what some of your primary concerns are?
Well, you've seen, of course, or know of the video that went viral from San Antonio in April. And so we're concerned that we're seeing these problems surface that can have a real impact on the school climate, and that rather than creating a climate of safety, that kind of interaction with a school police officer can create a climate of fear. I think another good example of a concern that we think has an impact on climate. We discovered last year when some of the concerns around the 1033 program that allow police departments to buy military surplus from the Department of Defense.
And so school police officers have access to these military
weapons?
Yes,
that is what we discovered. There were a number of school district police departments that were participating in the 1033 program. We think that's another example of the kind of problem that can be created for school climate. If you have weapons of war being used by police officers on school campuses, does this really improve safety for students and teachers, or does it possibly create a climate for children that is more frightening than it is safe?
So teachers and staff often say that they are overworked, and we've heard a lot about, you know, school finance and budgets and classroom sizes and all of these things that we know Texas and other states have faced. And police officers can sometimes play a role in at least in the most dire situations. What would be your message to, I guess, any teacher or staff member who hears this and says, oh no, please don't take away my, you know, my last line of enforcement when I need that?
Sure. We don't want any of the tools to be taken away when there is a true threat to student or teacher safety. Certainly not. But what we see more often, unfortunately, is officers becoming involved in what used to be handled when I was in a public school setting with a trip to the principal's office, low-level disciplinary interactions that really don't warrant a law enforcement intervention. And so that's where we would hope that there would be sort of more clarity what the appropriate role is for a school police officer, when they should get involved, and when it's more appropriate to have a school administrator, the principal, get involved.
Deborah Fowler is executive director for Texas Appleseed, a nonprofit advocacy group calling on the governor's office to appoint a committee to study policing in schools. Thank you so much again, Deborah.
Thanks so much for having me.